Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The Department of Justice is planning to phase out the use of privately run federal prisons. In a memo today, Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates said the private facilities don't provide the same level of services, don't save substantially on costs, and do not maintain the same level of safety and security as government-run prisons. Well, for more on this now, we're joined by Beth Schwartz-Apfel. She's a staff writer at the Marshall Project. It's a not-for-profit news and analysis site that covers criminal justice in America. Beth, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Meghna.
All right. So we don't have a ton of details from the Department of Justice on today's announcement. So, but what do we know about specifically what the DOJ is proposing?
Basically, what you just said is as much as we know at the moment. As you said, the Deputy Attorney General, Sally Yates, directed the acting director for the Bureau of Prisons to begin to phase out the use of immigration detention facilities run by private companies. But the memo is less than 2 pages and provides almost no specifics about how exactly they're going to do that.
So wait, if I heard you correctly, immigration detention facilities?
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. No, private prisons run by the Bureau of Prisons. The reason that I mix that up is because the only federal prisoners that are held in these private prisons are non-citizens. These are citizens who commit federal crimes are held in federally run prisons. Immigrants, particularly non-citizens who commit federal crimes, are held in these separate series of facilities that are run by private companies. So
okay.
I apologize for the mix-up, but there is this very strange separate system for citizens and non-citizens.
Within the federal detention system. Okay, interesting. So, I mean, just taking a step back here, though, how significant is it that the DOJ is even saying that it's going to phase out the use of private facilities?
Well, I think as with anything that the federal government does in criminal justice, I think it's significant for the 22,000 inmates who will no longer be held in these private prisons. But in the scheme of things, those are very small numbers compared to the number of people that are held in U.S. prisons overall, which is somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 million. So when the federal government does something like this, by and large, it's a very loud symbolic message. It sends the message that our government, our U.S. government, does not think that private prisons do what they say they're doing, namely save money and provide the same level of services. Whether the states will follow suit, that remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Now, give us some context here. What do we know about what prompted the DOJ to make this decision now?
Well, most immediately, last week, the Inspector General released a pretty scathing report finding that contract prisons, meaning prisons owned by private companies, incurred more safety and security incidents. They had higher rates of assault. They had more violence. They had more contraband. They overused solitary confinement. They provided substandard medical care. But this report came as no surprise. Everybody in the criminal justice community, saw that report came out and said, so it's something that people who have covered this have known for a long time. I think sources tell us that the reason the Inspector General finally wrote this report in the first place was there's been a series of relatively high-profile riots in these privately run prisons over the course of the last several years, most recently one last year in a facility in southern Texas that led to it being shut down. And that's coupled with an overall reduction in the number of federal prisoners. So just a few years ago, there were somewhere around 220,000 federal prisoners. Now there's less than 200,000. So the existing federal facilities can now sort of absorb all the people that were held in these private facilities, whereas if this report had come out 5 years ago, there would have been nowhere to put these people.
Uh-huh. So, but we don't necessarily have a timeline or a plan in terms of how the Department of Justice would actually affect this change.
Exactly. Yates lays out they recently declined to renew one prison contract at a facility in New Mexico. That's about 1,200 beds. And she also mentioned in her memo that they are going to substantially reduce the scope of another contract they were going to just put out, they were going to put out in the coming months. But other than that, there are no other details, and that leaves somewhere around 14,000 people, by Yates's own count, that they have not figured out yet what they're going to do with.
Right. Nevertheless, as you note and others have noted today, this is a symbolically important move by the Department of Justice. But I also note that it's President Obama's Department of Justice, and you know we will have a brand new administration as of November 9th. So you know, could all of this basically be undone by the next president?
Precisely. Yes, it could. That's a really important question. It's just a directive by the Department of Justice. So any future administration could issue a different directive and turn things around. And Donald Trump, for one, has said, and this is a quote, "I do think we can do a lot of privatizations and private prisons. It seems to work a lot better." So Hillary Clinton, too, critics have pointed out that she's had some financial ties in the past to some of these private prison companies. So, you know, she's indicated a move in the criminal justice realm towards reducing the number of prisoners. But, you know, if past is prologue, we'll see. There's no way to know what any future administration will do.
Well, Beth Schwartz-Apfel is staff writer for The Marshall Project, talking to us today about the Department of Justice's announcement that it will no longer use privately run federal prisons. Beth, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.